Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oh, I must update you on the story of the All-Ireland final. Speaking of which, do you remember the Seagull, the Croke Park Seagull, which had a short stay, specifically 24 minutes in the field of play on the Galway side in the first half? And people were worried about the injured Seagull and what became of the star of the All-Ireland senior men's football final. Well, we can go now because Dan Donoher is on the line. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
You're from the Kildare Wildlife Rescue Organisation. Have I got that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I'm the manager here in Kildare Wildlife Rescue.
Brilliant. Dan, tell us, what happened to the injured seagull from Croke Park?
Yeah, so after being rescued from the pitch, he was brought down swiftly to Kildare, to our centre, where we checked him over. Has a slight wing injury, which we were able to give him some pain relief and some fluids.
Oh, lovely.
He was a bit shocked after his ordeal.
A little brandy,
he's doing very well, and we hope to just have him for another few days before releasing him back.
Oh my God! So the Croke Park Seagull is going to be okay?
Yes. Yeah. All good. Yeah. Thank God. There's a lot of worried people.
Yeah. Where? What kind? What exact? I know we say seagull, but there's different species and varieties, I presume.
That's it. Yeah. There's no such thing really as a seagull, but that's a general term people call them. So he's a herring gull. So
herring.
An adult herring gull. Yeah.
Is that because they eat herring?
Yeah, that's where the name would have come from, yeah.
Very imaginative. So
these guys, he probably has a partner and some young at this time of year, so that's why it's important to get him back.
It's a fella,
quickly.
Is it?
We're assuming so. We're just saying.
You haven't checked that. Okay. It's a fella who obviously, because there was an awful look for tickets, so the herring gull injured themselves. Come here, how are things going with your wildlife centre in Kildare? What do you generally do?
Yeah, so this time of year is a really busy time for us. It's orphan season, so we get a lot of young animals in. We currently have over 400 animals. 100 of them are actually gulls. We deal with a lot of gulls.
Do you? You get a lot of injured gulls?
Injured gulls at this time of year, yeah. So a lot from Dublin City and stuff that would have fallen from buildings and stuff and can't be put back up. We would take them in and rehab them. And then they go back to the wild then when they're fit. It's going well. Very busy time for everybody here.
It's a very busy time. Yeah. Well, you do great work there. I presume it's all voluntary and all of that crack.
It's a voluntary run charity. So we're always looking for more volunteers and donations.
Oh, where exactly in Kildare are you?
Just outside Kildare town.
Just outside the town itself. Very good.
Yeah.
And come here to me. The gull is doing well, slightly injured, and you're going to release the gull. When do you expect to release the gull back into the wild?
Hopefully in the next 2 days, I'd say. And we'll take a video and we'll put it online for everyone to see him fly away.
We'll get to see it being released.
Yes, exactly. We'll take a video and we'll
have to stay in touch. Find out how the gull gets on, and hope it goes back and owns up to its parental responsibilities after going for a bit of a gander.
That's it. Thanks.
Will we put a name? Have you put a name on the gull yet?
We haven't, but it's open to suggestions.
The Galway gull. Yeah, there'd be various suggestions. We're open to those. 51551. But in the meantime, Dan Donoher, thank you very much for giving us an update on the poor old gull.
No bother, thanks for getting in touch.
Thanks for the chat and thanks for looking after them. We'll stay in touch. We'll let you know if we can find a suitable name.
We'll get that video for you.
100%. Thanks a million, Dan.
All right, cheers, Oliver.
Good luck to you, Slán. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. There you go. That was the riveting thing of the final, and it's all ended very well. It's all ended really well. They look after the gulls very well in Crook Park. It was late at a match there recently, and I saw they have a hawk that flies around to help all of the volunteers looking after the pitch and so on, because they get the seagulls out in a safe way using noises in a tannoy. There's a lot of work goes on. Strange things that you wouldn't expect. Strange good is what I mean. What's a bit of Charlie and Dermorgan? Oh, yeah, that's from Maria Fitz and Coot Hill in County Cavan. And Croak Knot, name for the seagull. Croak Knot, because the seagull has lived. Is that what you mean? Okay. We could do better than that. 51551 for the text. I'm going to go. I can't think of anything else at this stage.